This month, Germany's upper house of parliament votes on Chancellor Gerhard Schröder's plan to trim pension benefits. Germany's social security system, which dates back to 1881, pays retirees on average 70% of the income they earned while working. For German citizens, the pension system is considered sacred. NPR's Guy Raz reports the cutbacks approved by the lower house of parliament last month are far from the kind of sweeping reform German economists are seeking.
Pensioners have it pretty good in Germany. Aside from minor aches and pains, you won't hear too many complaints. 59-year-old Peter Goya is retired.
Ich müsste jetzt lügen, wenn ich sagen würde, es macht keinen Spaß. Ja?
I would be lying if I said I wasn't enjoying my life these days.
Every 4 weeks, the government sends 58-year-old Heidrun Emmerich a check that amounts to 75% of her monthly income when she was still working.
Theater auf jeden Fall ziemlich viel, also zweimal im Monat.
I go to the theater often and enjoy meals out. I take my 92-year-old mother with me, and I can always pay for her.
And pensioners, many of whom are under the age of 60, can receive tax-subsidized weekends at health resorts by the sea or winter holidays on the Spanish island of Mallorca. Pensions are the single largest public expenditure in Germany, and if the government doesn't do something soon, the money's going to run out. Gerd Wagner, director of the Economic Research Center in Berlin, explains.
We have the situation at the moment about two workers are paying for the pension of one pensioner. And in 30 or 40 years ahead, one worker will pay for one pensioner.
Why? Because Germany has one of the lowest birth rates in the industrialized world, about 1.2 children for every woman. At this rate, Germans above retirement age will make up the majority of the population by 2050.
As long as we had three or four working people subsidizing or paying for one pensioner, this system was perfect. There was no reason to have it reformed.
Economist Christoph von Rohr heads up the Berlin-based Industrial Investment Council.
But now, with the change in the generational proportions, the old system doesn't work anymore.
Even now, the average worker pays about a fifth of his income into the state Social Security fund. If the population rate continues to decline at current levels, a worker will have to contribute one-third of his income in 30 years. So Chancellor Gerhard Schröder has pushed pension reform as the cornerstone of his economic modernization program. The idea was to gradually reduce average pension benefits from the current 70% of net income to around 64%. Economists also convinced the government to encourage private pension plans, similar to those in the United States. Unions, who are among Schröder's biggest backers, balked. Ursula Engelen-Kiefer is deputy chair of Germany's largest trade union, the DGB.
Why should we have more reforms? Only because it's modern. And you see, the most important thing is that we avoid poverty for pensioners. And why should we destroy a system which can be financed, which is functioning? Why? What for? What for?
The government caved into the unions. The center-left coalition offered up a compromise plan to reduce pension benefits by no more than 2% over the next 30 years. The plan would also offer state subsidies for those who choose to invest in private pension programs, but private schemes must provide a minimum guaranteed return. In other words, U.S.-style mutual and equity funds won't be subsidized. They're too risky. Nevertheless, the labor minister, Walter Riester, called the legislation the most significant social reform in Germany's post-war history. Josef von Almsick, one of Riester's policy advisors in the labor ministry, concedes that that might be going a bit far.
The Germans are no revolutionary people. They have never been, if you look into the German history. So it's not a revolution, but something like an evolution.
And the evolution will continue this month when the proposal reaches the upper house of parliament. Lawmakers there are expected to water down the measure further. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.